So foul and fair a day I have not seen.
How far is Call to Forres? What are these? So withered and so wild in their attire, that look not like the inhabitants of the earth, and yet are aren't. Live you? Are you aught that man may question? You seem to understand me. By each at once her choppy finger laying upon her skinny lips. You should be women, and yet your beards forbid me to interpret that you are so.
Speak, if you can. What are you?
All hail, Macbeth. Hail to thee, Thane of Glamis.
All hail, Macbeth. Hail to thee, Thane of Cawdor.
All hail, Macbeth. That shalt be king hereafter.
Good sir, why do you start and seem to fear things that do sound so fair?
In the name of truth, are ye fantastical? Or that indeed which outwardly ye show? My noble partner, you greet with present grace and great prediction of noble having and of royal hope that he seems rapt withal. To me, you speak not. If you can, look into the seeds of time and say which grain will grow and which will not, speak then to me, who neither beg nor fear your favors nor your hate.
Hail.
Hail.
Hail. Lesser than Macbeth. And greater.
Not so happy. Yet much happier.
Thou shalt get kings, though thou be none. So all hail Macbeth and Banquo.
Banquo and Macbeth. All hail.
Stay! You imperfect speakers, tell me more. By Sinel's death, I know I'm Thane of Glamis, but how of Cawdor? The Thane of Cawdor lives. A prosperous gentleman, and to be king, lives not within the prospect of belief, no more than to be Cawdor. Say, from whence you owe this strange intent?